Hey, this is Danny G, and we are in the Rose Garden tonight with a group conversation. I'm here with Ty So Shy. Good evening, Ty So
Good
Shy.
evening, bonsoir.
I'm here with Call Me Almond.
Call me Almond.
Call me Almond. And then we have a new friend. I'm here with Rhonda Poo. Hey, Rhonda Poo.
Hey, girl.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Good. So I put this meme up. It had to do with being sad about being rejected by a person and having to get over that, and then finally becoming empowered enough to say, "I can't believe that I was sad over somebody's ugly ass son." And so it really got me thinking about exes because they may have been physically beautiful, but there was something about the relationship that turned ugly, and that's why we are no longer together. And so the question that came from that meme is, how do you get over somebody? And so we were just watching Sex and the City as we were thinking about the podcast. And the question that Carrie posed is, can you move into the future if your past is still present? So that is the question that I'm going to ask the group. How to get over somebody? Can you move into the future if your past is still present?
I think so.
How?
I know for me anyway, the majority of my exes were friends. So, we maturely decided like, hey, you know what? This not gonna work. God bless you on your journey, but we still cool. Like not cool enough where we going out on, going out catching up and shit. But like I can call you and ask you how your mom doing and vice versa. You know what I'm saying? So, but again, somebody told me it was because I was a Sagittarius. So, I
Yeah, because
mean,
that's not, I don't, I
what's
mean, I
different?
get, I get like if it's a, like a good breakup. Like we both decided this is a mutually, like we both figured this out together. This is not working. We're happy, happy. But how many breakups end like that? Where like,
Almost all of mine
not
did.
necessarily yours. I'm
Oh,
talking
no,
about
I
like the
can't
rest of
speak
the
for
world.
nobody else
You got
then.
homies? I don't know anybody whose relationship.
Well, when you
Thank
say
you.
that.
Like, how many people really deal with breakups where it's a respectful breakup and you're treated with dignity? Because if that was the case, I think the world would be a
Yeah,
much
'cause
better
you wouldn't
place.
have baggage from that relationship going into the next one. So, yeah.
And that was my reason why I was gonna say no.
Okay,
You
why not?
can't, because if you're carrying, if the past that you're carrying is baggage that you're carrying over, like, it's different if it's just like, oh, we still homies, it's still whatever, but it doesn't end like that most times. And if you're still harboring stuff where, I mean, even if it doesn't necessarily end that cordial, but it's still heavy enough on you where it's baggage, like you're bringing that to me as an unwanted gift. And, and then that's when you end up having to try to knock down walls and people that you weren't the one that built up. Like, I wasn't responsible for building this wall. Why do I now have to
Be
be
punished.
punished and have to try and break this wall down? Like, boo, you should have knocked this wall down first. Because if you don't let go and then you carry it over, now I'm paying for something I didn't do.
So then, does it have to do with the type of breakup? Like, if it isn't,
Yes.
okay.
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then, okay. Come on, jump in here, Rhonda Poo.
I don't know if I agree. Like, it doesn't have to be a bad, it could be a good breakup or a bad breakup, but you might still have feelings for that person. So if you're still harboring feelings for them and also trying to date someone else, then you're not gonna have like your full attention to the other person.
Yeah. That's what I was wondering.
And
Like,
most time I'm like, feelings.
word
No. Like, when I'm done, I'm done. And a lot of it has to do with, like, before that I say out loud that I'm done, I've checked out mentally. Like, and I've assessed the situation. I've looked at any and every possible angle and route that it could go. And so, like, when I say I'm done, it's because I've looked at all of it and they all in the same. And then I'm secure in that. There ain't no, oh, I think, nah. Do or do not, there is no try. Like, is you, is or is you ain't my baby, and you ain't. So, ain't no in between. Like, it's done.
But how do you know? And that assumes that we are in control of the breakup. What if you are broken up with? Like, what if you are broken up with? Can you still be friends with somebody? Even
no, fuck that nigga. Right. You breaking up with me? How dare you?
You should be grateful. Right. First of all, did nobody else even like your little ugly ass? Oh, God.
Okay, so this was all when y'all was in control of the breakup.
And why wouldn't it be?
Right.
That escalated quickly.
That did escalate quickly. Okay, so then what about if they broke up with you? So, like, you thought everything was good. You was riding down the street. You went with them, but they didn't go with you. And so, like, what happens if they break up and they say, but I love you. We friends. Can we still be friends?
Mm-mm, because that I don't think that's a mutual, like, understanding. Like, I mean, when I say mutual, I mean both of us agreed upon this. Like, if
we had a discussion,
yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, somebody got to bring it up.
Well, for sure, but if we both realize, like, you know what, this not working, that's different than he being like, you know, you keep leaving the top off the toothpaste. What, like, bitch, I'm over this.
What if he say, I just left my baby girl a message. What is that? I won't be coming home. I'd rather be alone. She doesn't fully understand me, and I'd rather leave than to cheat. Donnell Jones. Where I want to be.
Well, I'm right there.
Right.
Bye, Donnell.
But so, like, what happens with him? What if he is like, I don't want to hurt you, but I know this isn't it, but I really, really love you as a person. So
I could, just me, I could pop probably, because even if you love him, sucker.
Fuck that. So because my, like, unlike Call Me Almond, like, I haven't, like, only my ex husband was a relationship where we were friends first, and we actually, I mean, it got dirty when it got down to the legal part, but at one point we were, like, we sat down and had a conversation, like, y'all, this ain't it. I'm not the one for you. You're not the one for me. Like, we thought it was, but it ain't. And so, like, nah, you know, but when you go to court, it ends up being something different.
But how did y'all get to that point? How did either one of you get the courage to say, hey, this isn't working. I'm not the one for you. You're not the one for me.
So I was the one who said it, or initially brought it up. Like, it was too much discord. Like, it should not be. If there's more fighting and there's more tension and there's more anxiety in a relationship, then there are happy times, like, and those are few, far, and in between. It's like, nah. Why? Like, tomorrow ain't promised for nothing. I could drop dead right now. I'm not waiting on you. Like, you know, if it is or it ain't, period.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, and I guess that's for me, the, like, to go back to the home topic, like, of how can you get over somebody, like, I have to look at it in black and white. There ain't no gray. There's no mixture of nothing. There are clear this and that, and if the bad is more than what the good is, then it's just like, okay.
Airy
this
shit.
This ain't gonna work.
Airy shit.
What's the bottom line?
Because when it get down to it, facts are facts, and you can write it down on a piece of paper. Write the vision and make it plain. Write down the good and write down the bad. When you think about your partner, how do you feel? Write your adjectives. Mm-hmm. What kind of words do they use? What, how, like, what? Write it down. And if you look at your list and one side is heavily outweighing, then you
and even the first thing that you said, like, how do they make you feel? Like, even earlier, like, I was in a professional development and we were talking about building relationships, and they gave a Maya Angelou quote, like, you might not remember what someone said, you might not remember what they did, but you'll remember how they made you feel. And even if it's just that, like, if you might not always be able to come up with the direct or exact examples, because it might be so many bad ones, like, it's overwhelming. But it's like, is it a good feeling? Yep. Or is it a bad? And when it's a bad feeling, I don't have to ask no more questions. Yeah. No questions are needed. That's it.
Yep. Because when you realize that you deserve to feel a good feeling and you don't have to feel that bad feeling, that's when you can get on the path to, like, how to get over an ex. Like, that to me, we're going to talk about it later, like, what are your tips? But that definitely is one of them. Like, it has to become black and white. But clearly that's just for some of us, because there are some people who believe that you can be friends. And I do think you can be friends with some exes if, like Homie Amin said, it was mutual. Like, because I think if you date a lot of people, you meet some really great people, especially if you got a good judge of character. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to marry everybody. You're not designed to, well, you know, unless you polyamorous and you get to move into Utah or wherever that stuff is legal. But, like, you're not going to necessarily be in long-term committed relationships with all these great people. It doesn't mean that all of them have to be erased. You know what I'm saying? That's just for people like me. Like, I say, if any of my exes say, like, if they ask about me, tell them that I'm not here no more. Like, you ain't here.
Like, she ain't here no more.
She ain't here no more. Like, no, you're gone. So, seems like the answer is half and half. Can you move into the future if your past is present? Yeah, kind of depending on the relationship. Also, the breakup. Also, who led the breakup talk?
Right.
I don't see any reason to be friends with exes.
Oh, so two of y'all say no. No, it's a no.
Like, for what?
What if they good people?
Well, that could be good people over there.
Right. Be good over there. Like, you know, like, this.
Okay. So then, does anybody have an example of an ex that where you tried to maintain a relationship and it just went even worse? Where it's like, I knew I should have cut you off. And to me, when that stuff happens, it's like pet cemetery.
Like, you should have cut it off.
You should have cut it off, and you gonna try to keep reviving something that is dead, yep, and that you know is dead, and then it keeps coming back in more and more zombie forms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My marriage.
Ooh. Ooh,
ooh. I mean, but I guess it was on a different level, though, because, you know, I didn't enter my marriage lightly, so...
Yeah.
I wasn't, you know, I was kind of like... I agreed to this for better, for worse, you know,
and you thought this was worse, all of that. So it's like, let me not make it worse.
Right. You know, but then eventually it just got to, man, fuck this. Like,
but how did you know for better, for worse, where it's like, cause that's what I said. Like, when you realize you don't have to take worse forever, well, like, how did you know?
Not only that, like, you sometimes you just have to realize, like, everything ain't for everybody. Like, even if we both went into this with good intentions, that doesn't mean that we were the right person for each other. Like, it doesn't matter what our intentions were, we were never going to be what the other needed. And so we had good intentions, but with the wrong people, with the wrong people, like, we weren't meant to be married. But I still wanted to, I had to get to the point where I figured that out, like, and get past thinking that, like, it was a reflection on me. Like, I had done something wrong, and it took for us to have, like, we went through marriage counseling. And then after our counseling, like, I had my own private session, and the therapist told me flat out, like, he's never going to be what you need him to be, and it doesn't have anything to do with you. The same way you're never gonna be what he needs you to be. Like, people have different love languages.
Yeah.
People have different needs, you know, like, and some people just aren't gonna work in that function and in that manner, you know, on that level. So once I, like, and maybe that's why even now it's way more easy for me to, like, in the dating world, like, make and draw these clear lines, because it's like, yo, I love my husband, and not, like, lightly. Like, we went through the correct mediums and all of that. Like, I did try a lot of restorative things, and it didn't work, so it wasn't just, like, I left all willy-nilly. You know, so now I recognize bullshit real quick. I recognize, like, I can look at him and if I don't, I can look at the way you walk and be like, I already know this ain't gonna work. Like, and you know what I'm saying? And it's, you know, it's just what it is. Like, it's been real stay black, but we ain't, you know what I'm saying?
Do you, like, think being married and divorced, because you are young to be, have, like, married and divorced and be back on the scene, do you think, like, the men are different dating at this age than when you were dating before?
Well, see, and that was the thing. I didn't date really before. Like, I was young. I got married when I was 24 and was, you know, in college. We dated 3 years before we were married.
Mm-hmm.
And then the only other, like, serious relationship I had before that was, like, my high school sweetheart where we went to college together. So I didn't enter the dating scene until after I left
The marriage.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
For you to be getting that experience after 25.
Yeah.
I didn't enter the dating scene until I was
28, 29.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Because that's a different type of, yeah, that's a different type of something. Okay, so you realized, when you realized, like, okay, I made this commitment and it's time for me to move on. So you were able to get over it. How, in any of these breakups, whether it was the marriage situation or previous romantic relationships, was it ever your fault?
Yes.
Did you admit it at the moment, or did you realize it after the fact?
After the fact.
So, like, how did you see it after the fact? Like, how?
I grew up. I matured. That was, like, my college relationship, though. It was me. I was really selfish. I think I was unrealistic in my expectations. I thought I wanted to get married, which is absolutely false.
Mm-hmm.
During that time, it was me.
It was you.
It was me.
I bullied my husband into marrying me.
Tell me more.
So, I was on the whole, we ain't about to just be dating forever, and you don't marry me, and if you don't, then it's over. I mean, and he could have just been like,
okay.
Right.
But I had the stronger personality, the more aggressive and dominant personality of the two, and, you know, it was wrong from the beginning.
Yeah.
It was never right. It was never right. But I was young, and I thought I knew what marriage and relationships look. You know, it's like you focus on the picture, but you don't realize all the steps the photographer had to make, the editing that got done.
Yes,
you know, and all of that to make it look so whatever. And it was just like, yo, we've been dating for 3 years. You gonna marry me? I ain't starting this shit over with nobody else.
Yep.
21. I'm 24 years old. This is me. Like, I'm 48, you know? But, like, I feel like, look, we're not about to waste this time. And then so he went with it. But I don't ever think, like, he was always, like, his footing was unsure. He was never fully.
Mm-hmm.
He was just along for the ride until it ended, basically. Like,
yeah.
Oh, God. I hope this bitch hurries up. Then it, like, started doing, like, some kind of passive-aggressive things to lead me to be the one, like, you know what? All right, bet.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah. Call me Almond. Have you ever reflected and thought that it was something that you had done?
Oh, when I was younger, for sure. Like passive aggressiveness. Oh my goodness, I had this so bad. Because, you know, I grew up, you know, fortunately, I grew up in with both of my parents. So I saw my mom being like hella passive aggressive. And, you know, as a child, I'm thinking like, bro, you should have fought back. You should have told that nigga he wasn't shit. You know what I'm saying? Not knowing the hard work it takes to, you know, stay married. My parents been married, shit, for over 25 years. So it's like she knew she was doing something right. Mm-hmm. And they're happy. They're mm-hmm. happy as fuck now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But me being young, I learned all those passive aggressive traits, but in a relationship, not necessarily in a marriage. So I think the difference was they talked about it, like, at some point. Me on the other end is like, well, nigga, you ain't come chase me, so you lost this one. Like, you know, you lost the argument, or, you know, you lost the whatever we were going through at that time. But, and unfortunately, I ended up taking him back because of, I guess, my mistakes or whatever. But it wasn't, like, supposed to be. So, eventually, we did end up breaking up. But, both of us were to blame. But, I took, you know what I'm saying? Like, I took responsibility for my blame. Like, I accepted that I messed up just as much as he did. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I always think everything is my fault. Like, I think that everything is my fault. So I'm like, well, what did I do, or what could I have done, or how could I have seen it? Because for the most part, in the major breakups that I had before I got married, I was pretty blindsided. So
with,
like,
the breakups?
Yeah. Okay. Like, I was surprised versus, especially in my younger relationship. And my latest relationship before my husband and I got together, that's when I realized the breakup and then the separation, where it was like in my head, I was like, okay, yeah, this is not it. But it took a long time before the actual breakup, like separation, like we should go ahead and part ways to happen. How did I fix it was I just tried to always be reflective and think, like, what did I do? What role did I play? But then in one relationship that was pretty toxic, that's when I realized that some people just aren't compatible. Mm-hmm. Like you said, like, we're just not going to go together. Because every time I thought something was wrong, he gave me feedback that something was wrong, I would fix it, and then it would always be something else wrong. And it's like, oh, okay, this is a game that I can't even win. Okay. And then that's when I realized, like, this is not a healthy relationship. That's when it gets to, like, the good versus the bad. Like, how do you feel? And that's when I was like, I have to realize that I know I wanted this relationship to work out so bad. Because, like you said, Tyso Shy, the picture looks so good. And I could see my face in that picture with this person. But it was like, yeah, that picture is a Monet, shout out to Clueless. And it's like, I gotta get on away from this. And so it was like, how did I realize, like, the best way to start to get over somebody? And I realized it's a million different ways that people try. But my very first one, I would say, is to stop communication. Like, I just don't believe that you can really move forward and heal in your heart if you are still, like, grinding into that same wound. Like, why, if this person still holds your heart and your heart is still beating and it is still bleeding because you care for this person, this is not like a we really weren't going together that much anyway, like, you thought this was it. Mm-hmm. Like, we are happy, we be making love and you look tenderly into my eyes and kiss me on my forehead.
Fuck boy shit.
Like I thought this was it. And then all of a sudden to get blindsided with some foolery, no matter what it is, that ends the relationship. Like, I was listening to Toni Braxton and, you know, it's like, last week we were together and now this week I'll never talk to you again. Like, dang, y'all had a real breakup. Like, ain't no going back. So, yes, my tip is to cut off communication because you need to be able to move forward and you need to be able to heal. And I don't think you talking to that person is going to give you the space that you need to move forward and step into your new life. What's somebody else's tip?
Well, let me jump off.
Go ahead.
Because you said heal. That was going to be my tip. I do realize that, you know, it takes different people to take different steps to, you know, go on to the next, whatever the next may be. But a lot of people don't take that time with themselves. Like, you know, they're serial, like, daters. Like, they cannot be alone.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I feel like the reason why my relationship is so successful now is because I was complete before I met this young man.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just so happens that he's a great guy and we have, you know, a good time together, all that great stuff, but I didn't need him. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I feel like I can't live without him now, mm-hmm. but it wasn't like this unhealthy attachment because I was looking for somebody to complete me. And because I wasn't looking for that, like, I feel like I found somebody that I could spend the rest of my life with. So mm-hmm. I don't think that when we get out of relationships, we should just be looking for the next thing, you know, that's coming our way. I think we should take some time to, you know, be to ourselves, reflect, see what you did wrong, see what that person did wrong. Think about things you won't take into the next relationship, things you won't tolerate in the next relationship. I just think it just really needs to be about healing before you get into the next relationship.
But what if you get lonely? What if you want to have sex? What if you want to go on trips? What if you want to, like, have somebody send you nice things?
Do that shit for yourself.
Thank like, you. Do that shit so for yourself.
I was probably, out of all my friends, I was single for the longest. Like, out of all my friends. Like, I had homegirls getting married and shit, engaged, like, all of that. And for so long, like, I never looked at it like I was lonely because it was always something going on. And then I had some friends who were, you know, in relationships, engaged, married, or whatever. I didn't mind hanging around them because they didn't act like, you know, like a right. couple. Like, they didn't seclude me and, you know, whatever they had going on. So, fuck that. Don't, you know, fall lame to know, you know, just because you don't have a significant other at this point in time, like, you just gotta have somebody. That's how you end up out here fucked up.
And
right.
settled.
And yeah. everybody knows I'll get up and go anywhere by myself.
So
I
you travel by yourself?
You like travel all the whole time. Last country.
All the time. 23 countries so far.
By yourself?
Not all of them, but a majority of them. I don't wait on anybody for anything. But at the same time, like, if I want, you ask, what do you do when basically you want some company? I had company.
Yeah. Yep.
I enjoy myself. I learned that a long time ago, but that don't mean that I don't enjoy the company of a man. So if I want to get over somebody outside of being myself, I get under somebody.
Hello, somebody. Somebody.
But also on the flip, on the other end though, like when we were talking about, you know, the healing and the self-reflection, part of it, like, I don't, like you, I cut, like when it's over, it's over. I don't need closure. I don't need to know what they were thinking. I don't need to know how they felt. Like, the only thing I need to know is this is over. That's it. And a lot of times the things that are unsaid speak volumes over what is actually said, because people are trying to bullshit you with their words. Yeah. They're trying to gaslight you and they never really address the situation. I don't need that. I don't need you to tell me anything. It's over. It's over. That's it. That's all I need to know. And the why doesn't matter. Like, the person they'll never be able, nothing they say will ever be able to be the answer that you want, because the answer that you want is, I love you forever and you can never do anything wrong. And you know what I'm saying? Even if you don't, like, if I see that you're not it for me, then it's just not it. You know what I'm saying? But they're never going to be able to complete that that need to fill that void that you have, so you have to fill it. Like, and then you're giving them the power. You're giving them power over your progress. You're giving them power over how you heal. Why? Like, fuck what they talking about. Like, okay, regardless of if you're the one who ended it or if they're the one who ended it, at the end of the day, it ended.
It ended and it's over.
And that's the only thing you need to address, and that's the point you need to start from. It's over. And you have to do your healing. You have to do your self-reflection. You have to know that you like yourself, and even if he didn't, whatever, tough titty, you just lost, my nigga, like, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't ever look at it as, or even, and I don't always look at it necessarily as if they lost. I'm like, some, everything ain't for everybody. You might have thought it was, but whenever you realized it wasn't, it just wasn't.
Yep. It just wasn't.
No harm, no foul. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Unless it was like, you know, people actually do be like manipulators and all of that, but you know, if it was, it just ain't gonna work. It don't matter why, it don't matter who. If it ain't it, it ain't it.
Yep.
That's all you need to know.
I would piggyback off what Call Me Almond said. Take time to yourself. Get busy. Focus on something. Like, I could say I'm currently going through a breakup. And so, like, now I've just been focusing on getting my body right. The summer coming up, so I'm trying to be out here.
Out here. All right. Come on. Crop top. Come on.
All summer. So,
all summer.
All summer. Forever.
So I've just been focusing on going to the gym, doing stuff for myself, making myself happy, buying myself things, spend money on myself because I was in a long-distance relationship. So, I was spending money.
Gosh, those
going
suck.
Out of town. So now I got extra money in my pocket. So I'm just really focusing on myself. And
good for you. How excited are you at the prospect of dating?
Not excited at all.
How come you're not excited at the idea of dating? You free. You going through a breakup. You about to be free. You get to explore. Summertime shy. Yeah. You're not excited about dating in the shy?
No.
How come?
There's too many people on bullshit. Like, I just feel like a lot of people aren't honest about what they want. Or
yeah, dating is trash.
It's trash. Like, and if you feel like you're not compatible with somebody, just tell them, like, we could kick it, but I'm not really interested in dating you. Don't say, oh, I'm not interested in dating. And then 3 weeks later, I see you in a relationship. Like,
we're on the flip side. Don't say you're looking for a relationship. When you know you just want to smash. My nigga, I might just want to smash too. Like,
at least give me that
option. Give me that option.
Give me that option. Let me choose my choice.
Right, but then that's when they hit you with the, you know, y'all can't handle the truth. No, I can. Y'all just can't handle that I don't have to accept what your truth is. Your truth ain't my truth. You know what I'm saying? But let me know. I might be like, okay, we can do that. Like, I'm just be dating other niggas. But don't come at me under this guise of wanting something that I like. Why?
You ain't got a lot of kicking. When did the game flip? When did the game flip?
I don't know, because I entered it so late. So, and it's been fuckery
the whole time.
Ever since.
The whole time.
I've been like 28 to 35. Horrible.
Yeah, I don't know. Dating, I was talking to my homie, Aaron, and we were just talking about dating. And the thing about it is, dating should not be hard. It should be nice and beautiful. You get to explore new people, but people just like to play you. And that'd be the problem. Like, we could just separate.
Like, you a goofy
ass. They just want to, like, play you. And it's like, they try on part. They find, you see how I'm sitting? They find the things about you that are magic. It's like they recruit the shit about you that makes you you, and then they try to break that shit down. And it's like, listen here, Lennox. Like, that is just unnecessary. If you don't, like, I talked about how I deleted my Twitter because a young man who I was dating said that I was unlady. I tweeted unladylike.
And then maybe we Aries. He don't know we're managed.
You know what I'm saying?
And Cancers.
cancers. Hello. Cancer men. On the flip side.
Bitch assness.
Yes. On the flip side, I've heard that Aries men are insane.
Aries men are trash.
See, and Aries women are not. So Cancer men are trash. Okay, Sagittarius. Huh. Fire signs. Okay, but see, I forgot. What was we talking about?
Aaron. Folks try to play you.
Because they, right, they try like to play you. Goofy. Yeah, like you a goofy. And it's like the dignity of behind dating has been removed.
Oh, for sure.
Because people are trying, it seems like they're trying to stunt and hurt each other. Like, you can date people and move on.
But nobody wants to date.
What do they want to do?
But not only that, back to our original question about getting over someone and how do you progress when your past is your present. So many people are carrying all of their baggage over. Yep. They're still not over shit. And then you got to deal with it in this dating world.
Yes.
On so many levels.
Yes.
On so many levels. Like.
Yeah. I agree. So, yes. Long story short. Relationships is hard. Dating is hard. It can be very, very, very rewarding when you know who you are. And you recognize your worth and you recognize the feelings that you want to feel when you're engaging with somebody else and when you're inviting them into your space and how is your energy affected by this person. You get to decide if you want them around or not. So that's the power that we have. Like, while we give, when in order to love somebody, you have to be vulnerable. Like, you have to give them your heart if you are going to be in a relationship. Like, you have to. But the power that you have is that you get to control who you keep in your space, especially if you are not married, especially if you don't live together, especially if you don't have a business or joint property, especially if you don't have kids. That's how I get over people. I would sit and I would list all of those things out. And when it was like, wait a minute, see, I do have my power back. I started realizing that it wasn't me getting rejected by somebody ugly ass son. It was me being thankful that I get to be me, and if this person doesn't want me, fine. I don't want your ass either. I don't want you either, because I deserve to be me just like you deserve to be you. And if we're not compatible and you always trying to tell me something that's wrong with me, no. I get to be me. And it doesn't mean like the toxic shit. I'm not talking about make excuses for bad behavior, but I mean, like you said, we Aries. Y'all know we manage to tell. Like, you know we sarcastic. You know we are this. If you are somebody and that bothers you, guess what? We probably don't need to go together.
Right, because you are who you are. You and are it doesn't mean it's anything wrong. Like, it's not about right or wrong.
Yep.
It's about what is.
Yep. Just like your therapist said, I can't be what this person needs, and they can be what I need, it doesn't mean that I'm right, you wrong. Doesn't mean that you're bad, I'm good. It means that this doesn't go with this. But this can go with something else.
Right. You cannot fit a square block into a circular, you know, into a round. Yeah. You know, like,
no, you don't have to. You don't have to. And that's when you realize that you don't have to. That's how you get over. You decide that you should get to choose yourself and choose your own joy. And I started thanking God for closed doors. Like, I'm telling you, thank you very much. If you ain't with me, then you against me and you in my way. Say no. Thank you. Because I don't need all the yeses. I mean, I don't need everybody. Mm-hmm. So, yes. Those are our tips on how you get over somebody. Thank you, Ty So Shy.
You're welcome, baby.
Thank you, Rhonda. Pooh. Thank you, Call Me Almond.
You're welcome.
Call Me Almond.
This is Danny G, and the G is for good night.